感谢主的恩典，今天能够跟大家来分享圣经里头的真理。
I thank the grace of the Lord that tonight I can come here and study the truth of the Bible with all of you.
今天晚上我们要来谈到真实的信仰。
Tonight we're going to talk about what is true belief.
在我们的生活当中，充满着很多不安定的因素。
And today we live in a life of many chaos and turmoil.
比如说我们在成家立业的过程当中。
For example, in the process of starting a family and establish a career.
总会遇到很多的挫折患难。
It's inevitable that we'll meet with a lot of difficulties along the way.
甚至意外的灾祸是不是要临到我们，我们都没办法去掌控。
And there are times where a natural disaster will come upon us that is beyond our control.
所以当人遇到患难的时候，才会感受到人的能力实在是太有限了。
It's only when we meet with adversity then we realize our as human we are very limited.
所以这个时候人总是会去思考有没有什么样的力量来做我的帮助。
So at this point of time, we often ask who can be our strength to be our refuge, to be our help.
因为人有这样的需求。
Because every human has this basic need.
所以信仰就这样产生了。
And this is how the faith comes about.
因为人人都要找着一个可靠的对象。
Because everybody wants to look for something to believe in.
来帮助自己。
To help himself.
所以在这个世界上有很多很多的宗教。
In this world, there are many different kinds of religion.
但就基督教来讲就有好多的这个教派。
Just within the Christendom, there are many sect and denominations.
不少的人为了追求真实的这个信仰。
There are many people wanting to seek for what is the true faith.
有的就从这个教会查考又要到另外一个教会去。
So they will move from one church to another church.
假如这个教会不能够满足他内心的需求的时候。
If they come to one church and they couldn't find something they're looking for to fill their heart.
他当然还会去再找，找到一个让他觉得是可靠的，是真实的这个信仰。
Then he will continue to journey on to another church to find something that is true.
因为这个是人内在心灵的需求。
This is a very basic intrinsic need of human.
所以我们在追求信仰的过程当中。
So in the process of us seeking for true belief.
我们都希望我们所找到的这个信仰的对象是最真、最实的、最实在的。
We all hope that we'll find the belief, the one that we believe is the one that is true.
那首先我们就要来谈到信仰的对象。
So first we must find out who is the one that we should believe in.
现在很多信仰的对象都是人。
Many religions for the belief that they focus on is human.
因为这些人他的品德、他的能力超乎一般的人。
And the person that believed in has some power that is supernatural.
所以他们就成为信仰的对象。
And they become the focus of many believers.
不过这些人到最后也抵不过人生的这个生老病死。
However, they are just human because, as you know, that they cannot be immortal.
他们不能自保，那我们怎么能够接受他为做我们的信仰的对象呢？
They cannot even protect themselves from death. How can then be the one that we should worship?
所以我们要找的是一位真正的神，是超乎我们人类之上的神。
So we must seek for God that is above human.
在这么多的宗教的信仰对象的当中，
And in so many different religion,
只有主耶稣基督呢，他自己自称他是神。
There's only one person, which is Jesus. He claimed himself as God.
他为了坚持他这样的一个信念，
And in order to be convicted with what he said,
结果呢就被钉死在十字架上面。
He was then nailed on the cross.
所以各位想想看。
So just ponder upon this.
为什么耶稣基督要坚持说他就是神呢？
Why did Jesus insist that he is God?
有三种可能。
There are a few possibilities.
有一种可能呢，就是他精神不是正常的。
And the first possibility could be that he is not he could be mental.
假如他是精神不正常的话，
And if he is mentally not well,
一般的政府啊，不会把一个精神失常的人呢、啊，把他判死刑的。
And the government will not put somebody like that to death sentence.
反而是会为他来减刑。
They will release this person.
所以耶稣他不是精神不正常。
So the first possibility that he is mentally not well is not right.
那么耶稣呢，是不是骗子呢？
The second could be that he is a cheater.
假如他是骗子的话，
if he is somebody who is out to cheat,
他只能够骗啊短短的一个时间。
He could only cheat for a short period of time.
他不可能骗了这个几千这个、一两千年呐、啊。
But he couldn't lie for these 2,000 years.
从主耶稣被钉十字架以后，一直到今天呐、啊，有多少人在相信他？
Since the day when he was crucified on the cross until now, there are so many people who believed in him.
甚至有的为主耶稣来寻道。
Not only so, there are some people who martyr for him.
所以呢，第三个可能。
So then comes the third possibility.
就是呢，他是真神了、
啊。Then he is the true God.
但是我们就必须要去了解，为什么说他是真神呢、啊、
？So then we must come to understand why is he a true God.
啊，我们从圣经里头来看，他具备真神的几个条件。
Then we should look into the Bible to see what are the criteria, to justify God.
第一个呢，从他的出生，我们可以看到他跟人是不一样的。
First, from his birth, he's different from just ordinary human.
很奇妙，我们这本圣经呢，所说的话是不改变的。
And what is miraculous is that whatever is written in the scripture has not changed.
他经常做了许多未来的预言。
And this book is filled with prophecy.
那么在以赛亚书第七章。
And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 7.
以赛亚书的第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第七章第四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 4.
十四节哈。
Sorry, chapter 7, verse 14.
因此，主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利。这个地方呢，是一个先知的预言。
Here is a prophecy by prophet Isaiah.
这里竟然提到说童女要怀孕生子。
Here it says that the virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son.
先知为什么要做这个预言呢？
And why does this prophet make such a prophecy?
因为当时啊，这个犹大国受到北方的国家的一个这个侵略。
Because at this time, the nation of Judah was attacked from the northern kingdom.
他非常害怕啊，想要来求靠更强的国家。
And they were very afraid at this time.
但是呢，先知告诉他。
And this Isaiah prophet said to
David, 你要专心来信靠天上这一位神。
He said to David that you must trust the Lord in heaven.
啊，那么北方那两个国家虽然非常强盛啊，神会在一时之间呢、啊、把他们击垮。
So even the two kings that come from the north, they may be very powerful, but God, your Lord, will defeat them.
不过呢，这犹大国的这个君王呢？
However, this king of his nation Judah,
他不相信先知的话。
He couldn't believe what
Isaiah said. 不相信天上的这位神。
In other words, he couldn't believe this God in heaven.
当然，先知很生气了。
So this prophet was very angry.
哎，责备他。
And he rebuked.
但是呢，还是给他一个这个兆头。
But still, he gave him this prophecy.
要让他了解到。啊，神有这样的能力。
To have him understand that God indeed has such a power.
所以这里就是说，有一个童女怀孕生子。
So here it says that there will be a virgin will give birth to a son.
这个童女怀孕生子的意义是什么呢
？And what is the significance of this prophecy?
他这里下面说，给他起名叫以马内利。
And his name will be called Emmanuel.
就是要让当时的王知道，神愿意跟近前的人同在。
In other words, this name Emmanuel means that God will be with the one.
当时旧约时代啊，跟我们现在一样，都看不到神。
The Old Testament, like now, they didn't see God.
所以有些人信心软弱，怎么知道神跟我们同在呢
？So for those people who are weak in faith, how do they know that God exists?
所以童女怀孕生子的意思呢，就是说神只要跟我们同在，不可能的事情都变成可能了。
So in other words, this prophecy to say that the virgin will give birth to a son and he shall be called Emmanuel, which means that God will be with them.
不过感谢主，后来呢，接着有一个叫西西家王。
So later on, there's this king called Hezekiah.
他真的相信了这句话。
And Hezekiah, he truly believed this prophecy.
所以当他的国家非常危急的时候
，So during the time when his nation was in crisis,
那时候被围攻只剩下一个耶路撒冷城啊。
And that they were all besieged from the enemies remained with just one city, Jerusalem.
很快的，这个城会被攻下来。
And naturally, this city will be attacked.
但是那时候西家王相信天上这位神。
However, this king Hezekiah he believed in this God.
结果呢，一夜之间，神差派天使呢，击杀了这些亚述军呢，一万六千人。
And so in one night, God has sent angels to defeat all this enemy of Assyria.
来帮他解围了。
And indeed released the city of Jerusalem.、
那这个同龄怀孕生子当时有没有呢
？So this prophecy did it really actually fulfill
at that time? 没有这件事情。
Of course, at that time, it was not fulfilled.
这只不过是要告诉大家，只要神同在，不可能的事情要变成可能。
And this is to tell them that whatever that is impossible will be possible if God abides with them.
不过很奇妙，这个预言是要在新约的时代来应验的。
Yet this prophecy will to be fulfilled in the New Testament.
因为按照神的计划。
Because this is according to the plan of God.
那么耶稣基督的降生。
And it's, that this truly come, the Lord Jesus was born.
要来见证这个以马内利这件事情。
And truly, it fulfilled the prophecy of Emmanuel.
真的让人看到神跟人同在。
And truly, the followers have seen that God is truly with them.
因为旧约大概这个这个三千年的历史人真的是堕落败坏。
And in Old Testament, for 3,000 years that people have lived in sin.
对这个抽象的神看不到就没有那种信心了。
And when they cannot see this invisible abstract God, then they lose heart.
所以很奇妙在马太福音这里记载。
So it's very miraculous that it's written in the book of Matthew.
马太福音这里记载耶稣的降生。
Here's a record of the birth of Jesus.
耶稣在降生之前
Prior to the birth of Jesus.
他向一对夫妇未婚的夫妇来做了启示。
He make a prophecy to a unmarried couple.
因为耶稣降生太奇妙了。
Because his birth was indeed very miraculous.
不可能的事情。
It was almost impossible.
所以马太福音第一章
，So Matthew chapter one,
第十八节
，verse 18,
这里记载那个玛利亚呢，十八节这里说耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕，从这段圣经告诉我们
，From this verse 18, it tells us，
玛利亚还没结婚
，That Mary she's not married yet，
但是呢，她能够从圣灵怀孕
，But she was conceived through the Holy Spirit，
这就是跟我一般人不一样
，So this is very different from other conception。
那这个玛利亚生下来的这个孩子呢
？And this baby that was to be born，
他有一个任务。
He has a mission.
就是21节所说的。
In verse 21.
就是他要将自己的百姓从罪恶当中救出来。
His mission is that he will save his people from their sins.
那么耶稣基督的降生不只说要救我们
So the birth of Jesus is not only to save us.
更让我们清楚明白神就在我们中间。
But all the more to let us understand that God is among us.
所以二十二节到二十三节。
So in verse 22 to verse 23.
这里这样记载。
Here it tells us.
说这一切的事成就是应验主借先知所说的话。
So all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.
说童女怀孕生子。
That the virgin will be with child.
人要称他为以马内利。
He'll give birth to a son and he will call him Emmanuel.
就是神跟我们同在。
Which means God with us.
耶稣是从圣灵怀孕道成肉身来到世上
So Lord Jesus is one that is conceived by Virgin Mary
神亲自到了世上
And God has come in this world in flesh
跟我们人同在
And among us humans
所以有这么一段的时期
So that's a period that is
让人就知道 God is with us 真正有天上这位神
So truly people say that that's God in heaven
所以这件事情是非常的重要
So this is a very important event
但也是非常的奇妙
But it's also a miracle
不可能的事情
Something that's impossible
竟然发生了
has actually happened.
除了神向这个玛利亚启示这个向约瑟启示以外
，beside this prophecy given to Joseph and Mary，
那么神呢也向玛利亚启示了
God also has revealed to Mary.
我们来看路加福音的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter
1. 第一章的二十七节。
Verse 27.
啊，说到一个童女那里，是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。二十八节。
28.
天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你的安。”啊，主和你同在了。二十九节。
29.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又反复思想，这样问安是什么意思呢？三十节。
30.
天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”啊，这个地方告诉我们。
So from these verses,
天使呢向他显现
，see that、an angel appeared before Mary,
告诉他一件事情，说主要跟你同在
，and told her that the Lord will be with you.
因为他不太了解这个意思
，because she couldn't quite understand.
他又害怕
，and so she was afraid.
那么天使就跟他讲
，an angel said to her,
说你不要怕
，Mary, do not be afraid.
你要怀孕生子啊
，you shall give birth to a son.
要给他起名叫耶稣
，and you'll call him Jesus.
啊，那么他是什么身份呢
？And what kind of status is he?
啊，三十五节。
Verse 35,
天使回答说：“圣灵临到你的身上，至高者的能力要应庇你，因此所要生的圣子必称为神的儿子。”啊，这个地方就提醒这个玛利亚。
So from here it reminds Mary.
现在神要跟你同在。
That God will be with you.
你生下的这位孩子叫做神的儿子。
And the son that you're going to give birth shall be called the son of God.
这个是从圣灵所怀孕的
and,、she was conceived by the Holy
Spirit. 神要借这个方式来临到这个世界
and it is through this way that、God comes to this earth in flesh
神是至高的神啊
we know that God is the most high
是人本来是不能够看得到的
and it's、God that nobody can see
能看到神的荣光是要死的
and in Old Testament anyone who see the glory of God shall die
但是神知道人的软弱
so God knows the weakness of human
所以神他谦卑降生啊，成为肉身。
So he humbled himself to come into this world in flesh.
让人可以看得到他。
So people can see him.
所以主耶稣来到世上的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus came to this earth.
我们就可以看到他，真的显出他就是天上的神。
We can see him and he manifests that true God in heaven.
啊，我们来看这个约翰福音。
Let's turn the book of John.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第三章第一节
Verse 1
这里提到有一个犹太人的官呢、叫做法利这个 尼格底姆
Here it talks about、there's a Pharisee named Nicodemus、
那么因为他看到耶稣行的神迹、
Because he saw the miracle performed by Jesus
他就觉得很好奇
He was very curious
他说假如没有神同在、是没有人能够这样行的
He said if the Lord is not with you you cannot perform such miracles
所以他肯定耶稣是有神同在的
So、he was very confused He was very sure that God is
with him. 但是他还不知道说耶稣就是神。
But he didn't know that Jesus is God himself.
耶稣看他这么虔诚啊。
So Jesus saw him so fervent.
那么主耶稣就跟他讲。
And said to him,
你若想要认识天上的这个神，认识神国的话。
And if you truly want to know God, then this is the word of God.
你要重生啊。
You must be born again.
就这个重生这个概念啊。
This concept of being born again、
这个更抽象啊、
is even more abstract.
所以这个尼哥底母就说：“难道我还要从我的妈妈的肚子再重新生出来吗
？”And he find so incomprehensible. He couldn't understand, and he said, "How can I be born again? I'm so old."
主要是跟他讲，不是啊，从肉身生的啊，就是肉身。
He said, "No, the one that's born of flesh belongs to flesh."
从灵生的就是灵。
The one that's born of the spirit belongs to spirit.、
主耶稣告诉他，你这个我们这个灵性要重生、
So, Jesus said to him that you must be born of the spirit.
就可以认识这个神的国了。
So then you know what is the kingdom of God.
当然这个尼哥底母呢，不太了解这个事情。
And still, Nicodemus couldn't understand what he was talking about.、
所以第十节
，Verse 10,
耶稣回答说。
Then Jesus said,
你是以色列的先生还不明白这个事吗
You are the Israel teacher and you still do not understand these things.
十一节
Verse 11,
我实实在在告诉你我们所说的是我们知道的我们所见证的是我们见过的你们却不领受我们的见证十二节
Verse 12,
我对你们说地上的事你们尚且不相信若说天上的事如何能信呢十三节
Verse 13,
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子没有人胜过天最后这一节经文很重要。
The final part of this sentence is very important.
因为真的这个灵界的事情啊，没有看过，真的是不容易了解的。
Because those people who have not seen things of the spiritual realm will not
understand. 所以耶稣告诉尼哥底母这重生的道理，他不太了解。
So when Jesus talked to Nicodemus about to be reborn again, he couldn't
understand. 所以耶稣跟他讲，除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
And that's why no one had ever come gone into heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man.
这句话就是要阐明说，主耶稣他虽然成为人子在世上
，So this is to tell us that even Jesus came into this world,
但是他同时又在天上
，But he's at the same time in heaven.
所以神不受时间、空间的限制
，So God himself is not limited by time and space.
这个从我们物质的观念啊，要去了解，真的是不容易了。
So from a material concept, it's very hard to understand this kind of spiritual things.
那当然。这个是不是一件容易的事情
？So it's not an easy concept to understand.
所以，主耶稣在世上呢，用各种的方法来显明他就是神。
So Jesus through all kinds of way, you want to show people that he is the true God.
所以我们从他的言行里头啊，我们就可以去了解他。
And from his word, we can come and understand.
首先，我们来看马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter
1, 21节开始。
21。
这里提到呢，主耶稣在一个加百农的会堂啊，在那边讲道。
Here talks about Jesus speaking speaking to people in Capernaum.
那么23节里头说，在会堂里头有一个人呢、啊，是被巫鬼附着啊，他喊叫说：“拿撒勒耶稣，我们与你有什么相干？你来灭我们吗？我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。”从这个巫鬼呢，在会堂扰乱的当中。
So here, there was a man who was possessed by an evil spirit.
他的邪灵很清楚，他是谁啊
？And the evil spirit, in him was very clear who he is.
所以就说，我知道你是谁，乃是神的圣者。
And immediately he says, I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God.
但是主耶稣不需要这个邪灵啊，替他做见证。
But he doesn't want this evil spirit to testify for him.
所以主耶稣责备他说
，So he rebuked
him. 你不要做神。
Be quiet.
就把这个巫鬼把他赶出去了。
And then he cast the evil spirit out from this man.
结果这个把巫鬼一赶出去以后啊。
And when this evil spirit came out from this man.
27节。
Verse 27.
众人都很惊讶。
The people were so amazed.
以致彼此对问说：“这个是什么事啊？”
So they asked each other, "What is this?"
这个是什么新道理呢
？Is it a new teaching?
他用权柄吩咐巫鬼，连巫鬼都听从他了。
And he has authority, even this evil spirit listen and obey him.
所以你看主耶稣他话语啊。带着权柄
，So you can see that his word is with power.
带着神的能力
，He has the power of God.
所以他能够把巫鬼赶出去
，So he was able to cast out the evil spirit.
所以从主耶稣的话语里头
，So from the words of Jesus,
见证他就是神
，Testify that he is true God.
另外一个见证呢
，Another testimony
就是在马可福音的第二章
，You can see in Mark chapter 2.
第二章第一节开始
，Verse 1.
这里提到在安息日的时候
Here talks about on Sabbath day.
有一次呢，他进了这个加百农。
So he went into Capernaum again.
那么那里呢，有一个摊，有人把摊子带到他面前来。
So there they brought a paralytic.
第五节呢
？In verse 5.
耶稣看到他们的信心。
And when Jesus saw their faith.
就对那个摊子说
，He said to the paralytic.
小子啊，你的罪赦了。
Son, your sins are forgiven.
这个摊子来最主要是要。病得到医治啊
！This paralytic, his hope was that he could be cured.
但是呢，主耶稣没有说你的病得到医治了。
But Jesus don't say that. Now you can be cured.
主耶稣所关心的是什么？病的来源呢
？But what he is concerned with is this origin of his illness.
是从罪来的。
That's from sin.
当然不是说每一种病都是从罪来的。
But it doesn't mean that all kinds of illness come from sin.
而是说主耶稣知道这个人呐、啊，他的病的根源是从罪来的。
But rather Jesus knows that this person was paralytic because of sin.
所以主耶稣跟他讲：“小子，你的罪赦了。”
So he said to him, "Son, your sins are forgiven."
那我们可以从这个文士的反应就可以知道。
So from the reaction of this scribes, we can see.
耶稣呢是神。
That Jesus is God.
第六节这里说
，Verse six，
有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？”他说：“健忘的话，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢
？”So from these teachers, they are asking each other, "Why is he saying this? He must be God."
所以当时这些犹太人呢，知道赦罪的权柄是在乎神呐、啊。
Because they know that only God Himself can forgive sin.
主耶稣竟然有这敢这样的赦罪。
And yet, Jesus, he dared to forgive sins.
除非他是神。
Who else but God himself alone?
但是他们不知道耶稣就是神。
But they didn't know that Jesus himself is God.
所以他们以为说主耶稣冒犯了天上的神。
So they thought that Jesus has gone against God. He's
所以第八节这里就告诉我们。
Verse 8.
耶稣心中就知道他们心里这样议论，就说你们心里为什么这样议论呢？
And Jesus knew what is in their heart, and immediately he says, "Why are you thinking these things?"
第九节啊
，verse nine，
就说或对摊子说你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢
？Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Get up, take your mat and walk"?
第十节说，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。
But verse 10, but now that you know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins,
就对摊子说，我呼你起来，把你的褥子拿你的褥子回家去吧。
So he said to the paralytic, I tell you, get up, take the mat and go home.
那个人呢、就立刻拿着褥子在众人面前就出去了。
So immediately this person took his mat and walked out.
众人惊讶，把这个事归给荣耀给神。
And then this amazed everyone, they praised God.
所以主耶稣要来见证他有赦罪的权柄。
So here, Jesus wants to testify that he has the power to forgive sin.
他叫这个病人起来走路了。
He is able to ask this person to stand up
and walk. 所以从这两个事迹，我们就可以知道主耶稣啊一再的要来见证他就是天上神。
So from this two event, we can see that Jesus himself is God.
那么今天呢，我们也一样的可以来见证耶稣就是神。
And today, similarly, we can testify that Jesus is true God.
因为在约翰福音呢第一章十二节这里说。
Because in John chapter 1 verse 12.
约翰福音的第一章十二节。
John chapter 1 verse 12.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。这里告诉我们了、只要我们相信主耶稣的名，
Here it says that as long as we believe in the name,
主就要赐权柄给我们。
In his name, he will give the right to us.
我们也可以见证我们是神的儿女。
And testify that we are the children of God.
我的堂嫂啊，还没信主以前呢、是被魔鬼附身了。
One of my relatives prior to believing in Jesus, she was possessed by demon.
那真的整个全家可以说是非常的痛苦。
And so her whole family was very painful.
那时候我的爸爸呢，就跟他们见证。
And so my father went and testified to her.
这样已经医生也没办法，拜偶像没有用了。
Testify to her and tell her that the doctor cannot do anything, even your idol.
今天只有一条路
Your gods cannot help
you. 你要找到真神。
There's only one path. You must find the true God.
主耶稣能够解决你这个难题。
That Jesus, he can help you.
后来，我的伯父他们就真的都来教会来祈求主耶稣。
And so truly, the family then came, to, church to pray to Jesus.
教会大家同心为他祷告鬼把他赶出去了。
So the whole church helped. Pray for her, and indeed, the demon was cast out.
这样的神迹呢，也证明我们真的是神的儿女了。
So this also show that we are truly the children.
我们拜对了这位真神。
We have found this true God.
所以我们相信主耶稣。
So today we believe in Jesus.
我们就可以知道我们拜对了神。
We know that we have found true God.
所以说我们认识了我们的天上这位神。
So today, when we know who this God that we're worshiping,
我们就带着主耶稣的权柄。
We have this authority of God.
今天也有很多的教派。
Today we see there are so many different denominations. All this Christian denomination believe in Jesus as well.
但是就是没有这样的能力啊。
But they don't have this power.
在这个去年在菲律宾有两个五旬节派的牧师来我们教会慕道。
Last year in the Philippines, there were two preachers from the Pentecostal church came to our
church. 他们一样是信耶稣的。
And they are also believers of Jesus.
他们也是等于是灵恩派的。
They belong to this charismatic movement.
他们也以为说他们有圣灵了。
So they also claim that they have the Holy Spirit.
可是他后来经过我们跟他介绍以后他就来到我们教会慕道。
So after when we introduced to them about the teaching of our church, they came to our church and seek the truth.
相当谦卑。
And they were very humble.
因为那时候教会刚好在办神学训练班。
Because at that time in Filipino, we were hosting theological seminars.
他就坐在这学生当中认真听道理，一直做笔记。
So these two preachers from the Pentecostal church were sitting among the students.
那神训班也有祷告会
And we also have a prayer session for
students. 他们就来到前面一起来祷告。
So together, two preachers prayed.
这两个牧师当中，有一个就第一次就来就受圣灵。
And among these two, one of them received the Holy Spirit right away.
另外那个牧师也受到鼓励啊。
And another one was so encouraged.
既然真的有圣灵，我就来祈求。
And truly, he said that if that's Holy Spirit, I'll come and seek.
两个牧师都受圣灵。
So both.Received the Holy Spirit.
后来也受洗了。
And then they were baptized.
回到故乡去传我们这耶稣教道理了。
So they went back home to preach the
truth of this church. 真的是有神同在。
And they believed that God is with this church.
刚好啊，他们一个信徒的一个当中有一个年长者啊，是93岁了。
And among their believers, there's one elderly member. He's 93
years old. 病得非常严重，医生说啊。还剩下不到一个礼拜可能会死掉了。
And he was very seriously ill that he may die in a week.
他们就跟这个家属讲啊，一定要信真耶稣教会。
So they said to this family of this member and that you must come to believe.
这样才能够得救啊。
And go to True Jesus Church and that this way you'll be safe.
他们原来也是五旬节派的。
This 93 years old man, he also belonged to the Pentecostal Church.
这两位已经信我们真教会的牧师呢。他已经很清楚知道说没有在真教受洗是找不到得救的门路。
And those two preachers, they knew that if they don't get baptized, in True Jesus Church, they will not find salvation.
结果那个老先生呢，下去施洗。
So this 93 years old man, he went
起来
以后, and got baptized.
主耶稣给他特别的恩典啊。
And when he got out from the water, he received a special grace from God.
病得到医治了。
His illness was then cured.
他能够讲话了。
He was able to speak.
能够见证了。
He was able to testify.
结果呢，一下子啊，四十几个他们的信徒都来慕道来受洗。
And shortly later, there are 40 members who came to our church and listened to the truth and then later baptized.
所以主耶稣的时代，他用他的言行来证明他是真神。
So during the time of Lord Jesus in his ministry, he used his word and action. To prove that he's God.
今天真教会也是用真理、圣灵、神迹啊，来见证我们是神的儿女。
And the same in our church today, we also testify that it's true God through our teaching and also miracles.
除了这个以外呢，我们也可以从主耶稣的人格啊来看到啊，他就是真神。
And beside these, we also can see that from the character of Jesus, he is true God himself.
从古到今呢，只有一个人啊，他能够讲我没有罪。
And since antiquity until today, there's only one person who claimed that he has no sin.
就是耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章四十六节。
John chapter 8 verse 46.
四十六节，你们中间谁能指证我有罪？我既然将真理告诉你们，为什么不信呢？
So、
主耶稣讲得很清楚。
Here, Jesus said it very clearly.
他说：“你们谁能指证我有罪呢？”
He said, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?"
一个人要说自己没有罪的，几乎不可能。
It's impossible for anybody to claim that he has no sin.
有个年轻人啊，问一个很有智慧的老人。
This young man, he asked a very wise old man.
人生重要的事情是什么呢
？What is the most important things in his life?
他说：“去恶从善。”
He said to get rid of what is evil and
do what is right. 年轻人似乎觉得这个答案呢、啊、太简单了。
And this young man thinks this is too simple an answer.
他说这三岁的小孩子都懂。
He says that every 3 year old can know this.
但是这个老人跟他讲啊，虽然是三岁的小孩都懂啊。
Even this 3 year old can know this truth.
但是我这个七十岁的老人呢、啊，都还做不到。
But as a 7 year old person, I cannot do this.
所以从这里就可以让我们明白。
So from here we can see.
我们身为一个人啊。要能够不犯罪，简直是不可能的事情。
It is impossible that we do not do wrongs and do sin.
但是主耶稣他虽然是人
，But Jesus, since he is God,
但是跟我们一般人不一样。
And human, he's quite different.
他是神道成肉身来到世上。
He is God who came in this world in flesh as human.
所以他没有犯过罪。
So he has never committed sin.
他就是我们能够来敬拜的天上的真神。
And he is God that we worship.
所以他被钉十字架的时候
And so the time when he was crucified and crossed,
他为那些钉他的人祷告
He prayed for those who crucified him
求神来赦免他们
And asked God to forgive them
他在断气的时候
The day when he passed
那个心中残忍的那个百夫长
The one that's most wicked, the centurion
他那是看到耶稣死的那一幕、啊、
And when he saw when Jesus died,
他做了一个见证。
He testified.
请看马可福音第十五章。
Let's turn to the book of Mark, chapter 15.
马可福音十五章。
Mark chapter 15.
啊，十五章三十九节。
15:39.
对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说：“这人真是神的儿子啊！”
So the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard his cry and saw he died. Surely this man was the son of God.
当时执行这个死刑的这百夫长。
So the person who asked to carry out the sentence.
那时候竟然动了他的这个心。
This person.The centurion, he was
见证了、啊、耶稣就是神的儿子。
He was touched, and truly he said, truly he is the son of God.
所以在那么多的宗教当中
，So among all the many different religions,
只有耶稣配称为神。
Only Jesus, he can be called God himself.、
啊、不但如此啊
，Not only so,
主耶稣他掌握了啊人生的未来。
Jesus has his power, future.、啊、he holds the future.
他能够。叫死人从死里复活。
He can raise a dead.
啊，所以让人知道他真的掌握了人的生命。
And to truly let people know that he has power of life.
他对于自己的这个死亡又如何来掌握呢
？And how did he handle death himself?、
啊、主耶稣这样说了。
And this is what Jesus said.
我们来看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
十六章的二十一节。
16:21.
啊。从此耶稣才指示门徒他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦并且被杀第三天要复活主耶稣预言他要被杀
Here, Jesus predicts his death.
但是跟预言他要复活
And also predict that he will be resurrected.
所以连他本身的生命他也掌握了
so he can even have a hold on his life.
他的死是为了要那个为世人来赎罪。
He could predict his death, and he knows that his death is to redeem the sin of sinners.
他的复活更要告诉我们，人有这个永恒的生命。
And his resurrection tells us that man will have eternal life when they believed in him.
各位想想看。
So now just ponder upon.
假如今天没有永恒的生命的话
，Today there is no eternal lives.
你想想看，今天呢、啊，有智慧的人跟遗忘的人，没有智慧的人面临死亡的时候啊。假如说没有永生的话，那这个有差别有多少呢
？So what is the difference between the fool and the wise person if there is no difference between eternal life？
整天作恶的恶人跟行义的好人面临死亡的时候
，And if there are two people, one is an evil person and one is a good person。
假如没有这个永恒的生命的话，那又有什么价值呢
？And if there's no eternal life。Then what is the purpose of life?
义人跟恶人不是要最后要死掉了吗
？Whether you're a good person or evil person, you both have to die.
死不是最后的结局、啊。
The death is not the final.
死了之后
，After death，
又有另外一个生命的开始。
It's the beginning of a new life.
所以我们信主的人呢、啊，是最有福气的。
So for those who believe in the Lord, we are very blessed.
因为在哥林多后书第四章十六节这样讲。
Because in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians.
《哥林多后书》四章十六节
，Verse 16 tell us。
所以我们不要丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。你看，这个人很现实啊。我们人越老的时候，肉体一定会毁坏的。
So, when we die, when we grow old, slowly our body will waste away。
也就是我们的外体是越来越旧了。
That our outwardly will become.
可是我们内在的心里呢，是一天新是一天。
But inwardly will renew day by day.
你会不会觉得很奇妙呢
？Will you find this miraculous?
新跟旧是互相对立的啊。
The new and the old they are always against each other.
是不可能并存的。
They cannot coexist.
因为一本书
，just like a book.
旧就是旧，不能变新。
If it is an old book, it's an old book. It cannot be new.
但是我们在我们信仰生活里面
，So in our life,
新旧可以并存呐、啊。
The new and the old, they can both come
together. 虽然我们肉体旧了
，So even though we are old,
可是我们灵性是新的。
Outwardly, but inside we're renewed.
这个就是奇妙的地方了。
This is a miraculous part.
假如没有认识耶稣基督这个，他是生命的主的话
，If we do not know Jesus is this Lord of our life,
我们真的不太了解这样的事情。
Then we're not able to understand this.
所以我们了解主耶稣死而复活了。
So now that we understand that Jesus has died and resurrected.
所以我们也相信有一天我们要复活的。
And they believe that one day we also will rise again.
因此在圣经里头有一句话说。
So the Bible tells us.
你们若在百般的患难当中
that among all the trials,
也要喜乐
you must rejoice.
患难跟喜乐也是对立的
so you can see the suffering and joy go together.
怎么会患难当中还会喜乐呢
how can you suffer and rejoice at the
same time? 有人会说这个人会不会是脑筋有问题啊
some people think that he's crazy.
其实不是、啊、
but that's not so.
我们虽然在患难当中
during the time of suffering,
但是我们知道肉体是会毁坏的
but we know that our body will
我们只要抓住主耶稣
As long as we hold on to Jesus,
我们还是有喜乐的
will we rejoice?
当然保罗是一个好见证
Paul himself is a good testimony
他在监牢里头
when he was in a prison,
他受苦
he was suffering,
但是他内心他是喜乐的
but in his heart he rejoiced
他在苦难当中还可祷告还可唱诗
in time of suffering he was able to pray and sing
所以我们信徒也是会生病的
so today we humans
也是会有患难的
we will face with calamity
但是你就会看到不一样
and get ill, but we'll see the difference
我看过我们的一个姐妹啊
today I saw a sister
她患了这个癌症啊
even though she has cancer
时间是不久了
and she doesn't have much time left
但是看不出她是一个癌症病人
but we couldn't tell that she is a cancer
patient 她还是一直为主耶稣见证
and she continued to testify
她内心充满喜乐
because in her heart she's filled with joy
虽然在患难当中
so even though she's suffering
但喜乐在她身上
she still have joy in her heart
这就是奇妙的神的作为
this is a very miraculous part of God
所以很多事情是矛盾的
so there are many things that is full of
dichotomy 但是在主里头不矛盾嘛
but in God
患难跟喜乐并存
Because of suffering and joy can go together.
所以就我们让我们了解到，真的是一个新的生命在我们里面。
So truly, we can see that it's new life that's renewed from our
heart. 所以死不是结束的。
So death is not a final stage of life.
因为有基督的生命在里头。
Because there's the life of Jesus.
所以呢，我们未来不管遇到什么事情
，So no matter what things we encounter,
我们都知道主耶稣掌握我们的一生。
We know that our Lord Jesus holds our lives and our future.
所以我们今天呢、啊，要把握这个机会
so today we must grab hold of this
追求这个真实的信仰
pursue for this true faith.
这个信仰呢其实是、主耶稣给我们的一个恩典
and this is indeed a grace that comes from Jesus
而不是我们、啊、自己靠着智慧就能够、去找到神
and it's not through our own wisdom that we can find
所以主耶稣给我们很多的机会
today our Lord Jesus has given us
many
chances
让我们听到道理让我们看到神迹
Today we have seen miracles and heard the truth.
那我们得到圣灵
And that we received the Holy Spirit.
那我们经历到哎，真的有神啊
And that we truly experienced as God.
那我们得到这个恩典的时候
And now when we receive this
grace, 我们更要谦卑求神啊，加添我们信心
We must pray to God to add faith upon our heart.
所以我们真正的能够得到这个福气
And then truly we can receive this blessing from God.
所以我们从圣经里头可以看得到
And so from the Bible we can see
真实的信仰在真耶稣教会
The true, God, true belief lies in true Jesus Church.
在真教会我们才能够真正的得到主的恩典。
And in true Jesus Church, we can truly receive this true blessing from God.
晚上见证到此。
And my sermon ends here.